It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know about you guys. Maybe you felt it. Maybe you haven't. But I'm pretty sure that our studio is haunted.
Well, first of all, it's Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
And that just happens to be by chance. This is the creepiest thing that's ever happened to me in this room.
I honestly don't know how to explain what we're about to play for you. And we're not making this up.
Totally
I
not.
I swear to God, hand to God.
Hand to God.
I would put it on a Bible right now if there's one sitting next to me.
I swear on my mama.
We did not alter this.
Yeah.
We were listening to some recordings. We were looking for something specific. And I'm just going to play you the clip and then I'll explain why I kind of freaked all of us out. Here, give this a quick listen.
She's about to graduate from high school and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We don't know who said yeah.
Or whose laugh that is. And we're like racking our brains. There's been nobody else in the studio on mic.
First of all, for us, we have three microphones in the studio. There is a fourth mic available, but it's shared between a bunch of rooms and whoever needs it just grabs it and plugs it in. So we don't have a fourth microphone sitting here just casually ready for anything. Let me play for you again and listen to that voice. It is not me. It is not TJ. It is not Hope.
She's about to graduate from high school and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Who is that? Are you sure that's not one of you? Here.
Yeah.
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 TJ, give me a yeah.
Yeah.
No, try and match that.
Yeah.
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 That could be you.
But I don't talk like that normally, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My usual, I'd be like, yeah, it's much higher.
I'm going to play it one more time.
She's about to graduate from high school and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I also don't laugh like that.
No, that's what's weird about it. And like we went back and we looked and nobody was in studio with us that day. There are engineers that walk around, but if they're standing off to the side, they would not be that clear. Like you would barely hear.
Well, and
that.
They don't speak when they're in
well,
here.
Well, they usually
and we're
don't.
On air.
Yeah. So.
Well, why would someone haunt us? Like, why would someone haunt us in here?
I don't know. There's people that have come through this building.
Wait, well, we've talked about the ghost that's allegedly on the third floor who walks around.
It was a factory.
Yeah.
Turn of the century factory back in the 1920s or 30s or something.
I think his name's Lloyd.
Yeah. And Lloyd left his lunchbox here and his coat. And the story is he went home and he died and he's haunting the place looking for his lunchbox.
There's
actually a plaque somewhere that says that.
There's nothing worse than being hungry. Guy had to die hungry, forgot his lunch.
But why would he be commenting on a break? Like, it's talking about your, I think we were talking about your daughter in high school.
You know what we need to do? We need to communicate with whoever this is.
An EVP session.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they do on Ghost Hunters. No, EVP. Electronic voice phenomenon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying you had ESP.
No. EVP. That's where you ask questions and you have a digital recorder and then you listen back after you record it to see if there's any voices there that you didn't hear.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay, we'll do that next. We are convinced our studio is clearly haunted. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're going through some recordings the other day and we heard something in the background. And it's not even in the background. It was right in our face.
It's right on mic.
And there's a voice that we don't know who this voice is. Here, give this a listen.
She's about to graduate from high school, and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We don't know who that yeah was. We have no idea who that yeah was.
Yeah.
It creeps me out.
That's not me.
Yeah.
That's not TJ.
Yeah.
That's not Hope. Where the heck did that voice come from?
I think we need to get to the bottom of it with Ghost Hunters. Obviously, Ghost Hunters, highly successful show.
Yes.
Regarding the paranormal.
Yep.
And my oldest daughter was obsessed with watching it all the time.
Still watch
it. You still do?
There's a Ghost Hunters channel. If you buy a Vizio TV, it has like the little menu at the beginning. And there's Ice Road Truckers and all these shows that are just back-to-back episodes. They have a Ghost Hunters channel on
it. So let's get our EVP.
EVP, Electronic Voice Phenomenon.
And we just need to ask some questions. Like, that's what they do, right?
Yeah. The theory is you ask questions and then you wait for a response. And you might not hear it in person, but when you play back the recordings, you'll hear things in the background.
Okay.
So you guys have questions for this ghost?
Yeah, but they always like, hello?
Yeah. Well, we can still, you want to do it Ghost Hunter style?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Billy, TJ, and Hope. And we're here as friends.
Yeah.
We mean you no harm.
Yes.
We're just here to communicate with you.
What's your name? Can you tell us your name?
You got to pause. You got to give them a little space so they can answer.
Did someone hurt you in here?
Can you touch one of us?
Ew, no, don't ask that. I just got to chill. Don't do that.
Are you making it cold?
Did you used to work here, or are you still mad about not winning tickets to see Kathy Mattea in 1995?
Oh.
Any other questions?
Because if you're confused about, you know, stuff, let us know.
And listen, you're kind of creeping us out, so if you want to go haunt 98PXY or 98.9 The Buzz, WCMF, they're all in the hall, down the hallway. You can go bother them.
Can you make some noise?
You guys, I'm getting cold. I'm not even kidding.
Are you making it cold in here?
All right. I have one more question.
Yeah.
Are you haunting the studio specifically, or are you just avoiding the sales department because they creep you out more than you would creep them out? We are convinced our studio is haunted. It should be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It is Friday the 13th. Just a coincidence that we figured all this out yesterday. We're recording, listen to some old recordings. And we don't know who this voice is saying, yeah. It's not me, it's not TJ, it's Hope. Just give this a listen. Here, I gotta turn that down.
It's
here.
Not
you mean
Hope.
It's not Hope.
I'm sorry, it's not.
She's about to graduate from high school and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We don't know who that yeah is.
She's about to graduate from high school and she's just a little baby 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
People think it's me when I'm making fun of Hope. But you were telling like a...
There was a lot of text messages that came in that said that. I don't think it was. And every time we listen to it, we always end up with a different version. So we just did an EVP session. If you watch Ghost Hunters, electronic voice.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack on the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Phenomenon. You record something digitally, you listen back to it and see if there were some answers.
Now, we don't know if it'll work because, you know, normally they have to stay the night somewhere.
Right.
So we're not staying the night.
It's got to be dark.
Yeah. So we're going to see if this works.
So this is the recording. You heard us ask the questions on the air, right? Nobody heard any voices while we're asking the question, but let's see what the playback has.
Did someone hurt you in here?
Yeah.
Are you making it? Are you cold?
Yeah.
Did you used to work here, or are you still mad about not winning tickets to see Kathy Mattea in 1995?
Yeah.
Are you haunting the studio specifically, or are you just avoiding the sales department because they creep you out more than you would creep them out?
Look, I might be dead, but I'm not sitting through another sales meeting.
Are you ready?
For what?
Are you ready for book club?
No.
Escape the crazy. It's not being lazy. Curl up with a blanket and some grub and join us in Billy.
This is why AI should be banned. Because it makes that.
Hey, I spent like 20 seconds making that. Your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
You have been talking about this book, and I feel like I'm in a fever dream because I'm going in and out as you're talking about it, and I'm like, did you take a gummy before you read this? Like, there's no way that this book is real. I think you're making it all up.
I think somebody took some gummies when they were writing it.
Why are you reading it then?
Okay, yeah, here's the thing.
You keep going, and I'm like, how have you not stopped reading it?
I'm too far in. I used to have a hard rule that I would never not finish a book.
Are you sure that this isn't like going to make you join a cult, this book?
No.
You're like, I'm too far in. Are you sure?
No, I'm too far in. I can't stop.
You got to explain to everyone first.
First of all, tell them
what we already know.
So the book is called How High We Go in the Dark. It's by Sequoia Nagamatsu.
Okay, great.
It's a science fiction novel that follows humanity's response to a devastating pandemic. That's as far as I got in the description. And I was like, all right, I'm in. But then it talks about connections and humanity and feelings and like, I just want an escape, a science fiction escape. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Now get into the pig.
So the whole premise of the book is that there is humanity's response to a devastating pandemic. First, it kills the kids.
And the pandemic is
killing kids.
That's terrible.
There's so many kids suffering that they start making these euthanasia parks. It's an amusement park where you take your kid so they can have a good last day, and then you put them on the roller coaster, and that's it.
Oh, my God.
What a terrible book.
Thank you. So at that point, I'm like, this is, and it was very descriptive and very sad. Usually books don't make me sad or cry. That was the worst paragraph, the worst chapter I think I've ever read, sad-wise. And then I flip it to the next chapter, and they're all interconnected stories. So there's a pig. Pig is in a lab. They're trying to use, science and genetics and stuff like that to grow human organs in a pig, which they're working on now. but somehow they triggered the pig's brain to grow and develop. So one day they're feeding the pig, and the pig starts going, doctor, doctor. The pig starts talking because the pig's got a human brain now. So the pig starts picking up words. And the the funny part is, it's not a funny book, but the guy who's reading the book, it's an audio book. He's doing the pig voice. Pig hungry.
Oh my God.
So the pig gets a full vocabulary and they're having conversations about life. And he goes, and this is where it gets crazy. He goes, the pig goes, you doctor. Yeah. You're a farmer. Yeah. What is pig? What do you say to the pig? The pig's food.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So they say, well, you know, most pigs, not you, but most pigs are grown to feed humans. And so he's like pondering his life.
Oh my God.
We doing here now?
Oh my God!
Fast forward a little bit. I'm going to get to it real quick. Scientists realize he doesn't have long to live, so they break him out of this pen, and the guy takes him home with him. The scientist, because the pig just wanted to spend his last day or two happy. What does the pig want? He wants to see the stars. He wants to see the moon, and he wants to listen to Hootie and the Blowfish and his favorite song, "Hold My Hand."
This is the dumbest book. Just when I thought it couldn't get any dumber, pig wants to listen to Hootie.
They have the pig singing Hootie in the audiobook.
Stop.
What? Stop. How does it sound?
Because he can barely talk. He's a pig. He doesn't have our mouth.
What?
So dumb. This is dumb.
Have you finished this book?
No, I'm like halfway through.
You're only halfway through. This is all the stuff that's happened.
I'm going to finish this book.
This is the worst book club I've ever been part of.
You're the one who was obsessed with the pig.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.